Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, So That Happened. I'm back, unlike Eskom. I'm writing this without electricity and now speaking into a voice note that I don't know will go out because I don't have internet. So at this moment, it feels like I may just be talking to myself. A very interesting thought. As I'm having a personal moment, let's clear the air for the listeners and readers. I'm acutely aware that my reports, while sometimes funny, can get depressing, and I'm reaching out to those of you that feel like I've become a Karen. The sad truth is, I have, a bit. And I have the haircut to boot, ugh. Let me explain how this report comes into being, because I want you to know that I'm actually doing you a service. I read every single headline or social media trend and measure it against what your reactions are. I imagine watching news and Twitter vitriol all day and all night. I'm in my late 40s, I'm on antidepressants, and I'm quite mad because I love my job. I like the weekly report because I get to vent all the rubbish my brain and soul consume during the week, but I also get to laugh at how far my eyes can roll backwards. I do this so you don't have to. Please try and laugh with me as I digest our headlines. I was digesting my news consumption when Cliff, the misogynist, the repeat racist offender, failed at doing what he is actually good at, hosting a show. So that happened. I doubt you missed it because it was a bellower of a story. Cliff hosted a debate with Rocky Varner from 1SA and Steenhuisen from the DA. It was an online show that he'd been hosting for 5 years. I never watched it, but this week the whole of SA knew exactly which show it was and who sponsored it. Here they are on screen, and Cliff starts firing bullets at the ANC. Steenhuisen was glowing. We all learned that Gareth is a DA voter. It didn't take long to work that out when he dismissed the racist DA poster that was plastered across Phoenix. Phoenix, a place that was almost annihilated by terrorism. This is where the DA called racists heroes in a poster that was just simply revolting. Cliff lamented that they even had to go there. And with those words, Steenhuisen's chest grew like a big, blue, bloated peacock. Incidentally, there was no race war in Phoenix. There was a war on terror. Every one of us saw that. Not one of us saw color until a politician stepped into the room. I digress. So Cliff is grandstanding for the DA, and every now and again he says, I suppose we should ask Rocky Varner about, and my heckles were already up. But when he dismissed the poster, and now I was seeing blatant sexism, it was so obvious that both Steenhuisen and Cliff felt that Rocky Varner was an underdog, and neither made any attempt to cover it up. In fact, they lapped it up. Steenhuisen laughed out loud at the idea of an independent candidate leading this country, but then waxed lyrical about electoral reform. And then it happened. Cliff, during the little time Rocky Varner was allowed to speak, allowed I say, chopped her voice up with a machete by speaking louder. That is shocking hosting. But more so, he drowned her out during her reference to racism in our country. He said that her racial experience was anecdotal and irrelevant. He got so wound up that he literally got up out of his chair to shift the rage that I imagine was coming out of his back end. Steenhuisen smiled broader than the gaping divide between Camps Bay and Khayelitsha and nodded more vigorously than the toy dog you put in your car windows. He agreed wholeheartedly that racism didn't matter in municipal elections. The only thing that mattered, and he screamed this, was service delivery. There's so much wrong here. The systemic racism in our country, the blatant racism and sexism in our country, and the lack of service delivery by the DA in our country. They are not interchangeable. They all require attention. So that happened. The one thing I didn't expect to happen is that the sponsor of the show, Nando's, would be boycotted for hosting the show. Sponsorship can be problematic when you're holding hot topics. Some said Nando's should have known because Cliff has a history of this. Well, maybe, but he has a huge audience and is notorious for being a shock jock. So it suits the brand well, no? They did the same thing with the Daily Maverick a while back and it was burning hot. Nando's have always published the non-racialist agenda. Always. Never anything else. They have taken the appalling narratives we have seen across our media and they have pushed back and said, not in our name. And then one idiot shows his true colors and decades of hard work are burnt. Nando's did the right thing. They parted ways with Cliff and acknowledged the situation was outrageous. Does that mean that the debate is now silenced? When will we as South Africans address the elephant in the room? So that happened. It gets weirder. Picture this. South Africa enters the world platform in the North Americas to play cricket, a game whose ruling board in South Africa is both morally and financially bankrupt. The Americas are just waking up to the fact that racism is systemic and are decades behind South Africa in the conversation about white privilege. Please don't misinterpret my statement. South Africa hasn't worked it out, but we are talking about it. So here are the Proteas standing on the global stage, and there is a collective decision amongst all teams from all countries across the globe to take the knee or raise a fist to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Quinton de Kock decides that this is the right time to tell his management that he won't be told what to do. He doesn't look at the task itself, just the fact that the CSA made the movement mandatory across the team and he refused to be a compliant employee. In his apology, he says he's not racist and comes from a family that has different racial backgrounds. So hold up. You only use this opportunity to give your bosses the middle finger. Do you remember that you come from a country who invented apartheid, de Kock? Did you look further than your backyard to see that the world beyond South Africa has a movement that fights systemic racism, de Kock? Did you deliberately chose that moment, did you, to be insubordinate? Well, all right then. So that happened. Four brothers are somewhere in South Africa. We pray and make dua for them every night that these children, the innocent victims of greed, will be safe. They don't have to tell us that that's what's behind the kidnappings. We know it is. Even if it's politics or big business, it's still greed. Each day we scour for headlines to find an outlet for our pain or to find some form of relief. But that happened. Oh, Eskom, do I have to? You see, now you're going to tell me I'm grumpy. I am. I've been trying and failing to run a business that's entire backbone is based on trawling the internet across the world. Try doing that without connectivity. You see, I don't care about Eskom, but I do care about Vodacom. I'm just grateful that the whole country experienced the farcical set of suppliers across this country and my precious clients were sympathetic to our lack of resource. I was walking around kicking a bucket in my fury when I heard Praveen Gordhan crying foul over the situation at Eskom. Huh? Wasn't he the guy who was tasked to fix this bottomless, ravenous, defunct life-impact in SEO? So that happened. Yesterday, Mantashe said that he had announced the preferred IPPs, the so-called independent power producers. It will take about a decade, we are told. I'm noticing a trend, are you? Everything the ANC is promising on debt and infrastructure will be fixed after this election term. They assured us, though, that they had entered a contract with Eskom to keep the lights on for election day. How insulted are you? Have you got kids writing matric and studying by candlelight? It doesn't count, my friend. It only counts on voting day. There is a blatant message here. Your personal experience is anecdotal and is irrelevant. All the ANC cares about is that they are kept in power. Oh, sorry, wrong word. Kept in charge. So that happened. It wouldn't be a weekly report if I didn't mention Ubaba. Zuma lost his case to recuse Downer. Social media bots were out saying that Zuma will never win in an SA court. I was thinking, oh, does he, had he? Well, I hope not with that rap sheet that he's guilty of. And then I remembered Kwesi, which you should. Those bots have no shame. In case you cared about Zuma's health and his so-called debilitating illness that resulted in medical parole, he was seen in a suit sharper than a poisoned arrowhead and was giving out COVID hugs outside of the courts. Yes, so that happened. In other news, Malema promises a car that no longer is manufactured and posted flushing toilets for all, which prompted social media to rebut water first. Zwelle Mkhize wants the SIU report dismissed and is off to court. We learnt a great deal when we steal, hey. Stalingrad seems to be the order of the day for looters with lawyers. So that happened. Across the pond, if you don't like what people say on social media, just start your own. Trump's new social network, Truth, was launched this week, largely for Trump to take shareholders' money. And within hours, it was hacked by Anonymous. When asked why they did it, they said the effort was part of their online war against hate. War against hate. Yeah, that happened. Man United lost to Liverpool, so that happened. It seems they're on the verge of walking alone. Alec Baldwin was involved in an incident. Not the other way around. Apparently, suspected live ammunition went off from a prop gun. The cinematographer died and another member of the team was injured. It was after several headlines that I started to read that Alec Baldwin himself pulled the trigger of that prop gun that was loaded with live ammunition. So that happened. Please go and vote on November 1. Find us a new opposition, at least South Africa, and do what we do best on Election Day. Make friends, and remember that this is single-handedly the best country in the world despite what happened. I'm Tonya Curry, and we've just scratched the surface of the big stories in South Africa over 7 days with Acumen Media.